Okay, so I was just listening to Tech News Today, which is one of Leo Laporte's newest podcasts. He has the Twit Network, TWIT.TV. You can learn all about that. And it was really funny. They commented about how some people were asking that they get the video podcast out sooner. They get the audio podcast out the same day. They do this show every day, Monday through Friday. And they, evidently they get the audio podcast out the same day, but then the video podcast comes out the next morning. And they were saying that they're going to try to improve that and get the video up as soon as possible. It takes time to process it and get it up on the servers and all. Then Sarah Lane commented that their goal is to have the video podcast out before the show. And so they laughed and so on. And yeah, then they can sit and eat chocolates and they don't even have to really do the show because the show even comes out before the show. So just kind of funny tongue-in-cheek there. Everybody always expects things to be better than they are, no matter what they are. And it's interesting because we've had some discussions here in Frederick about we're starting more online live streaming and more video content up on the web and so on. And everybody's always concerned about bandwidth and whether or not people can watch it, whether or not they have a fast enough internet connection, whether or not their computer's new enough to watch it and so on. And the short answer is all in good time. It took a long time for radio broadcast to become commercially viable. The folks that are in charge of various networks and getting internet access to people are working as hard as they can to get more and more bandwidth out there. The main backbones of the internet have plenty of bandwidth. The problem is the last couple of miles, that solution has been evasive as far as getting plenty of bandwidth to people. And so, and same thing with mobile phones and getting bandwidth to those. There's records amounts of usage of bandwidth on mobile phone devices now with the iPhone and these Android phones all using bandwidth. So it's just going to take time to upgrade all of these systems so that people can get the bandwidth that they want. And there's going to be hiccups along the way. And eventually, I am convinced that we're going to be able to stream HD video content, very high video content, and everybody will be able to watch it on their cell phones, on their iPad, on their desktop computer. It'll be something that'll be just taken for granted. But that might be 5 years from now. I mean, it may even be 10 years from now. And it's going to happen incrementally. It's going to slowly get better and better and better. But the takeaway here is the early adopters, they're the ones that always take the slings and arrows. They're out there on the bleeding edge of technology and pushing the envelope and so forth. And things are not always easy when you're doing that. And so, but I tell you, one thing to keep in mind, I think the Twit Network, one of the reasons why it's so successful is the people that are listening and watching their podcasts are affluent. So one thing that's kind of neat about this new media, this new technology, is yes, you're reaching a smaller audience because people have to have a computer, they have to have a good internet connection, they have to know how to do it. But by definition, those people are more affluent. And so maybe you're reaching less people with your broadcasts, but you're reaching people that can buy the products and services that your advertisers and your supporters are pushing, if you will. So I think that it's only going to get better. And we kind of, like my mom used to always say, count your blessings. I mean, count the fact that you can even do this and that a lot of these services are free, like Ustream, for example. And then a lot of the distribution methods, Twitter, Facebook, and so on, these are all free. So there are a lot of good things to look at here. But yes, are there going to be some bumps in the road? Is it going to be a difficult haul for those of us that are out on the cutting edge, out on the bleeding edge, as some people refer to it? Yes, absolutely. It's not going to always be a smooth ride. But I think it's going to be a fun ride. So you can follow me at twitter.com/CraigShipp. You can go to my website, craigship.com, and follow along as we take this ride together.